In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are on volume 19, June 20th, 1926, and we're at the last paragraph. And Jesus just told Louisa that my kingdom and divine will is his goal. This was his primary purpose for all of humanity. Why did God create us? To live like this? I mean, it's not what God planned. He planned for us to be in paradise. What is paradise? Paradise is living in the divine will. Paradise is that we are one with God. God is gazing and are gazing, listening and are listening. He says, I'm in volume 36. He says that the senses, the human senses were made for God. Okay, the human senses, we're to see God, hear God, smell God, taste God, touch God. And scripture says no human can see God and live. Yeah, as Catholics, when we go to the Eucharist, when we kneel in front of the monstrance, Jesus is there and we see God. We're with God. He's staring at us, we're staring at him. And the great thing about the Eucharistic adoration is we are beginning to accustom our senses to God. When we hear the script, sacred scriptures read, we hear God speaking to us. When the homily is given, when the priest, the bishop, the deacon speaks, gives the homily, God is speaking to us. We begin to hear the Holy Spirit. So our eyes and our ears are getting into a tune with God. When incense is used, I like to burn incense because it reminds me of what scripture says. It's our prayer rising to heaven to the throne of God. We're not only smelling, but we're seeing, yes, God is listening. God is answering our prayer. And then our taste, when we receive Holy Communion, we're tasting God. We're beginning to become aware of our God. And then with our touch, when we hold hands, Jesus says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. We're beginning to experience our God with our humanity. So when Jesus says to Louisa, I suffered hardships and pains and was wounded and finally killed, but my kingdom was not yet realized. That's where we are today. I says, but I laid the foundations, I made preparations, but the bloody battle between the human will and the divine will has yet continued. He says, now he goes to Louisa, my little daughter, Louisa. When I see you operate in the kingdom of my divine will, okay, what does that mean? When I see you saying to Jesus, I no longer want to live in my human will, I take my human will, wrap it up as a gift, and place it at the foot of the throne of God. That's what Our Lady did. That's what she taught Louisa. That's what Louisa did. That's what they taught. Jesus and Mary taught Louisa to give your human will to God. Now, so what do? You use your free will to choose. I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to live in the divine will. I want to begin to live this abundant life so that the kingdom of God is established on earth as it is in heaven. That's what God is waiting for. That's what God is asking us to do. So he says, when I see you operate in the kingdom of my divine will, okay, what are you doing with your sight, your hearing, your smell, your taste, your touch? What are you doing? What are you doing with your intellect, your memory, and your will? He says, when I see you operating in the kingdom, as you operate, Jesus says, its kingdom is established more and more in you. Okay, so what is God doing? He's teaching us how to live this abundant life. He's teaching us how to say yes to God. He's teaching us how to live the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. That's what he's asking us to do. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life the way he lived it, the way his mother lived it, the new Adam and the new Eve. So he says, when I see you wanting to live in the divine will, desiring to live in the divine will. As the kingdom is established more and more in you, it's because you're cooperating with the prime act of God. That one, that the original desire of God for Adam to be in God's image and likeness. God wanted, he loved Adam so much. He loved humanity so much that he said, I want you to experience God the way God is living. God is working. So that's what God is asking of us. So he says, when I see you operate in the kingdom, so operating in the kingdom is to begin every morning with your prevenient act, to begin every morning with your actual acts, okay? So that what you think, say, and do is now done one with Jesus, so that Jesus in you is doing it. I surrender, Lord, so that you've done. That's what Our Lady said. I am the humble maidservant of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say. I surrender. I am docile. I'm submissive to God, God himself. So he looks at us and he says, are you going to learn from Jesus and Mary this life that they taught Louisa? And so when we say, I want to operate in the kingdom of God's divine will, we're saying, I want you to think in my thinking. I want you, Lord, to speak in my speaking. I want you, Lord, to act in my acting. Whatever I think, say, and do, I want you to be the Lord. Okay? When we allow God to do this, we're happy. You know, it's, you know that what you're going through is what God is asking you to go through. That's why Our Lady was peaceful even on Calvary. She said to the Lord, everything is yours. It's not my will anymore. Let your will reign in me. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. She was living the Our Father before we are who are going to live this Our Father. She's doing it before us. So as Jesus said, when Our Lady was assumed into heaven, where Our Lady is going, we hope to go. We hope to be assumed into heaven like Our Lady. We hope to possess this image and likeness of God. So our God he is so happy that he has given us the book of heaven. He is so happy that he's asking us to begin to live his life, Our Lady's life, that was given to Louisa. So he says, when you operate, the kingdom is established more and more in you. And I, God, feel victorious. I, God, feel my long battle. And everything around me is taking the attitude of triumph and of feast. So this is why what Our Lady said to Father Gobi in 1997 is everything's complete. The triumph has begun in Mexico City. The triumph has begun. And why? Because by that time, the volumes of Louisa were released, and the first community that they went to was Acuña's community in Mexico City. We have to understand, everything is ready. So when Louisa died in 1947, 40 days later, Our Lady appeared to Bruno in Rome, the approved apparition of Our Lady of Revelation. So think about this. Here Our Lady appears. At when Jesus rose from the dead, 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. When Louisa died, 40 days later, Our Lady descended to earth. And what does she do? She says to Bruno, time has now come to an end. Bruno goes, the end of the world. She goes, no, the end of time, the end of this era. So since 1947, she's been preparing the world since Louisa died. Our Lady has been preparing the world for the new heavens and the new earth. And all that she asks is that we give our fiat. All that she asks is that we get prepared to receive the return of her son to earth. That's what Jesus said to Saint Faustina in 1947. And our Lord said to Saint Faustina, the final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Before I return. So in the year 2000, John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II, gave us divine mercy as part of our faith since 2000. He said on the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, get ready for a new and divine way of holiness. What's this new and divine way of holiness? It's to begin to live in the divine will. So he says, when the kingdom is established more and more in you, I feel victorious by long battle, and everything around me takes the attitude of triumph and the feast. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary has begun. The Eucharistic reign of Jesus has begun. And what we're going to see is what he said to St. Faustina. He said to St. Faustina, I want you to become a living host. Now, what Jesus teaches Louisa is how to become a living host. And that's in volume 15 and volume 16. And throughout the writings, he explains that this Eucharistic reign of Jesus is we become like him. That's what's coming. That's sanctification. You know, the creation of the Father, redemption of the Son, the sanctification of the Holy Spirit, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming. So Jesus says, my pains, when we look at Christ crucified, my pains, the hardships, the wounds smile at me. And even my very death gives me back the life of my divine will in humanity, in you. In a more full way, in a more powerful way. This is where we are. How glorious is this, that we are living at this time where a new and divine way of holiness has begun. The prophecy of John Paul II is happening for those who have been given the Book of Heaven, those who are reading how and why the kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. As Archbishop Ficheri said, Louisa is the one in the church that explains how the kingdom is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. What a glorious time to be alive. What an amazing time to be alive. And our Lord is offering this to us. He's offering this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, Louisa Picaretta and the divine will to us. And all that he asks is that we begin to focus on this abundant gift, focus on this divine life. So he says, Learn from Our Lady when she taught Louisa. The first 6 days of the Virgin Mary in the kingdom are the first 6 steps that humanity is called to live. What does that mean? It's not just I give up my human will. It's how to do this. Each day is more intense prayer of how to surrender your human will. Each day, when we read the Virgin Mary and the King of the Divine Will, these first 6 days are so essential. But then as you go on to the 31st day and even beyond, what happens at that point is Jesus is showing us how to live this life the way Our Lady has directed it, to live this abundant life as Our Lady lived it. And so this is for us. This is for us. So God says this at the very end. He says this, when the divine will is reigning in us, I, God, feel victorious in creation and redemption. Why? Because now sanctification is taking place. So I end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.